Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's very thankful to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, for your many blessings to this undone, wretched sinner. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. Always a blessing for the broadcast and the daily bread, as it's good food for the soul and so much needed. And good edifying, encouraging preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice. Just keep on preaching as the saints do need you. And may Lord help the saints to press on and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May Lord bless you all. And Maranatha.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day. Thou art good. I'm weak, but you're strong. Thou art God, and we are your people. We're in desperate need. We want to worship you this morning because it's what we're called to do, and thou art worthy. You being God, if we would glorify you as God, we would worship you in spirit and in truth. Not by constraint, not under duress. We would give you a free will offering. Let it be so with me, Lord God. I present my body. So we want to glorify you, Lord. We would hear what the Spirit said and be doers of the work. Help us now, Father, is my prayer. We pray for the sick. They're sick among us, Lord. We pray for their healing and for their deliverance. We pray, O God, that you would supply all the need. We are poor and needy, Lord. Just being men, we need thee. So we pray, O God, that you would take note of our needs. You do know them, Lord, and help us as we beseech you, as we let our requests be made known to you. Help us to walk worthy today, Lord. Mm-hmm. War, good warfare, O God. You. You've given us what we need. Mm-hmm. We would apply ourselves. Mm-hmm. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Lord, I have started to walk in the light that shines in my pathway so clearly, so bright. I obey the world and its follies ado. And now with my Savior, I mean to go through. I'm going through. I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way with the Lord's despised few. I started with Jesus, and I'm going through. Oh, I'm going through, I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way with the Lord's despised few. I've started with Jesus, and I'm going through. Hallelujah. We give our best defense when we're backed into a corner. Wise parents would tell their children, they said, don't back that thing in the corner, boy. Don't do that. Amen. Don't care how small it is. You'll be in a heap of trouble. All right. So when we're backed into a corner, we give our best defense. Hallelujah. In times of great stress, we have extraordinary power for fight or flight. Y'all know that, don't you? I think in physiology, they call it adrenaline, but there's a spiritual adrenaline as well. That means that God gives us the power that we need according to the threat that's against us. Y'all know that? Fear not, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. So that we always have what we need. Even though we're poor and needy, we're weak, we're insufficient. I am. Huh? Praise the Lord. But whatever I need in whatever situation, I'm able to rise to the occasion. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. I'm not what I ought to be, but I'm not what I used to be. And I believe God will make me what I ought to be. The work has begun. The construction is on schedule. And the work will be finished. Hallelujah. Now, though I said it in my words, this is just scripture. Everybody understand that? Thank you, Lord. It's scripture. And that when you talk right, your words will mirror the scripture. They'll mirror the scriptures. They'll be commensurate with the scripture. They'll bear witness to the scripture. That's when you talk right. Otherwise, they will not. Thank you, Lord. So without controversy, we're not what we ought to be. God said so. Now, we don't always walk as such. When we're wise, we do. But when we act foolishly, we act like we are where we ought to be. And we don't need chastisement. We don't need correction. We don't need reproof. We don't need discipline. But of course, we need all these things. The all-wise God said so. If it wasn't needed, God wouldn't provide it for us. Do we like it? Well, praise the Lord. I guess we'll have to answer for ourselves. Huh? Okay. So the work will be finished shortly. Y'all know that? Now, we can find it in these scriptures. One of them, Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ. That's us. We're servants of Jesus Christ. To all the saints. Well, that's us. We're saints in Christ Jesus, because that's where saints are. Not in Christ, they're not saints. All right? And he is the way, the truth, and the life. And he's the only way to the Father. Paul goes on to write, with the bishops and deacons. Grace be unto you. I like it. Peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel, from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. See how what I said is in the scriptures? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And where does it say that the work is on schedule? It says it when it said that God's doing it. Everybody else? Come on, saints, don't be so slow. This is how you walk in the light. This is how we learn of God. He said, learn of me. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Well, I'm meek and lowly in heart. What wisdom there is in that. I'm meek and lowly in heart. You would think the one that came to manifest the almighty eternal God would come down here knocking down things and kicking over things and, huh? Well, he didn't come that way. Meek and lowly. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Let me see if I can find something else here. Paul said, even as it's meet or fit for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds, and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. Defense of the gospel, confirmation of the gospel, ye are all partakers of my grace. Huh? So what I have received, I give to you. Is that all right, Charlene? All right. He said, God is my record. He is our record. How greatly I long after you in the bowels of Jesus Christ. That's how we ought to speak concerning each other. All right. So if we're not what we ought to be, then we can know that God is making us to be what he wants us to be. That the work is already begun and it's on schedule. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Hallelujah. Because he's going to perform this work till the day of Jesus Christ. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk. Hmm. They ask him, what man is that was said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? Who told you to take up your bed on the Sabbath? Tell me who it was. Well, he didn't know at the time, but Jesus came to him and told him, and then he went back and said, hey, it was Jesus that told me. Jesus told me to take up my bed. Hallelujah. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. But Jesus answered them, my Father worketh hitherto and I work. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him. And like the more he said, the deeper hole he dug for himself. Of course, he told the truth every time. He said, I'm working because my Father's working. Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him because he not only broke the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Is God your Father? That makes us equal with God. God has no problem with that. But men's not satisfied with men equal with God. You know that, don't you? God has a problem with that. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. For whatsoever things he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. This is when you're really in tune. Huh? None of your works, all his works. Of course, we're not what we ought to be, but we're not what we used to be. And when he's done, we'll be. Hallelujah. We'll be what we ought to be. We'll be like him. Hallelujah. For the Father loveth the Son and sheweth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these that ye may marvel. So hearing the things which we've heard lets us know that what God wants us to do is be yielded so that he could work completely through us. Now that sounds very simple, and it is. Once we receive it, hallelujah, and begin to walk in it. We have to be convinced, you know, that God's way is right and our way is wrong. We're not fully convinced. We're almost persuaded, but not fully. No. Sometimes we, in our wisdom, like to take matters in our own hands. And when God tells us what to do, we refuse it. We may know it's right, but we still refuse it. Hallelujah. Of course, anytime we reject the truth, there's a price to pay. Yeah, we have to reap that. Anytime we say the wrong thing, there's a price to pay. We have to reap that. Thank you, Lord. I was provoked by a letter I got from one of my friends. He's in the prison at Chino. Is that how you say that? Chino, California. I've mispronounced it before, but you all know what I'm talking about. I mispronounce words all the time. Hallelujah, but I'm filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. And you can hear, if you listen, what the Spirit said. Hi, my eternal brother Rice, created to serve God. Therein is a blessing awarded for the work. I'm in receipt of the pamphlet you sent. This is the second time you sent me the material by Charles Skinner, Come Out of Her, My People. I appreciate the gesture, though. Thank you. It entered in my mind that I should tell you my comments about December 25th. About December 25th to me represents. The symbolic birthday of our Lord is a personal feeling. I do not promote this opinion in my book. In the book I wrote, I always present scripture verbatim. Then I present my theory of what it means. Knowing Hebrew 4:12, anybody got it? Thank you, Lord. Quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and joints and marrow. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there's nothing hidden. Everything is open and naked to the truth. Hallelujah. He goes on to say, when I was born in last century, when I was in my 50s, I read some pamphlets. December 25th was a pagan day of worshiping the sun god. It was the first and last time until you sent me the material that you did that I heard of that. I already knew nobody knows what day Jesus was born on, and I myself have lived one half a century by then. I had lived one half a century by then. I was 50 years old. When I was 14, I was saved, being born again, and was filled with the Holy Ghost. The churches I attended used 25 December as the symbolic representation of Jesus being born into this world. They still do. When I was presented with the sun god concept, I took it into consideration. Contemplating it does not matter. Contemplating, it does not matter what happened 2,000 years ago in pagan festivals and rituals on December 25th. That or anyone I know of in Christendom never heard of the December 25th. That I or anyone I know in Christendom never heard of the December 25th. That I knew was symbolic, representing the birth of Christ into this world. Christmas has Christ's name, and Mass stands for more. I also took it to the Lord in prayer, and that Christmas I received gifts from Jesus Christ. So I know it was cool, as far as I'm concerned, having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ to celebrate Christmas on his birthday. Also, Jesus created the days, and Psalm says the days are the Lord's, so he owns them, not some pagan losers who, what does this say? Who existed millenniums ago that have nothing to do with our generation. If nobody wants to celebrate Christmas and the symbolic birthday of Jesus, that is their privilege. And I really could care less. Our Lord deals with all he says on different levels. One thing that I instinctively do believe is that you are my eternal brother. Well, we'll have to see. Praise the Lord. So what this tells us is how deceitful sin is, and how deceitful things work. Now, he, out of his own mouth, says born again, says he's filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. So like I told Elder Davis, I have no argument. All I have is the truth. You understand? And if the truth doesn't convince someone, then they can't be convinced. Everybody understand? That's just, so I talk to you all, no argument, all I have is the truth presented. When people want to do Christmas, you see what means they go to do it. Now, as long as we learn from this, we do fine. But if we say like he say, what they did years ago don't pertain to us, what they did years ago is, it mirrors what people do today. That's why it's written in the book. If it had no meaning, we wouldn't read about all the gods that they served, all the golden calves they made. We wouldn't never read about it. If we believe that this just pertained to other people way back when, leaving the true and living God and worshiping pagan gods, having idols in their hearts, then we don't know Christ. We don't even know the book. Thank you, Lord. So, yeah, if the truth does not convince a man, he can't be convinced. What are you going to use? You tell me. So that's why I say I have no argument, like no opinions. I'll just tell you the truth. Hallelujah. Now, he actually believed that he prayed to Jesus, and Jesus said, go ahead and do Christmas. Well, we can't receive that. You know why? It's just not the truth. And the reason we know it is because we know the truth. If we didn't know God, we could say, well, maybe he did. But since we know God, we know that's not true. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There's no spiritual authority for celebrating Christmas. And the fact that it's heathen lets us know we should leave it alone. It is heathen now. Yes, it is. It was then, and it still is. Well, then what we do with that is leave it alone. We don't bring it in and try to make it holy. It's not possible. Well, we can't sanctify Christmas. No. It's rejected of God. It's pagan. And if we would honor God, we would have to honor him with something in spirit and in truth. Something according to his desire. Something that pleases him. Yeah, you see how the world is, it's a stronghold. That this guy really believes. Now, understand that we're talking about you. This guy really believes that the Lord told him it's okay to celebrate Christmas. And if we don't want to celebrate it, that's our privilege. Hallelujah. That it's the grace that we've received. Because we've all celebrated. Absolutely. Yeah, we got all got presents, but we didn't get them from Jesus Christ. The present we get from him is life. He had us leave Christmas alone. And Easter. And all those pagan things. Hallelujah. The scriptures say, not handling the word of God deceitfully. We have renounced, having received this ministry. That's how it goes. We have this ministry. We renounce the hidden things of dishonesty. Not handling the word of God deceitfully. Now, personally, I wouldn't want to read a book from a guy who, absolutely not. Not much credibility. See how it is? And if we aren't careful, we won't have our credibility. So we ought to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time for the days are evil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The only defense against deception is to love the truth. Now I find this in the book. Because they receive not a love of the truth, God shall send them strong delusion. Huh? That they might believe a lie. That they might be damned. Because they take pleasure in unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So here we got a point here. It's Christmas, but this is any lie we embrace.
Amen.
And, there's some strongholds here about the way we ought to worship, the way we ought to present ourselves. Even though I tell you right out of the book, there's strong opposition against the way that we ought to glorify God. That's your Christmas. Huh? And it's a stench in God's nostril just as much as others. As long as you know that. I have no argument. I have the truth to present before you. Is there not a way we should present ourselves before God? Does God not tell us how to enter into his gates? Hallelujah. Of course he does. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Please understand, though, the same thing that prevents him from acknowledging the truth. And it is the truth. Y'all believe that Christmas is pagan? We should have nothing to do with it. He's not convinced. And the reason you're not convinced because of the truth, it's the same mechanism working. Everybody understand that? It's when you think you should come in here and look the way you look and act, it's the same mechanism working. It's going to take you to the same place. See? I know we don't mind saying it's evil. As long as it pertains to that brother and Chino, it's evil. But it's evil concerning you too. And if we aren't careful, we'll be deceived thereby. Thank you, Lord. Well, I guess we're almost done then, Phil. Hallelujah. Oh, it's a great work that we got to do. Actually, that's being done in us. You know, we think, well, you know, I've been saved 50 years, you know, and I prayed to Jesus, and you know, so now I can be nonchalant. Now I can be apathetic. I can slack now. Huh? Oh, God don't even care if I'm lukewarm. See? We can be convinced of these things. You know how I know?
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Just let me preach to you then. I'll tell you how I know. By way of observation. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. By way of observation. That's how I know. Praise the Lord. Now, don't get offended. Be provoked unto love and good works. Thank you, Lord. All right. Oh, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, I don't. Well, what can you say to folks? You tell them Jesus Christ is Lord. He died to take away our sins, and we are sinners. And if they're not convinced, well, what's going to convince? You convinced? Now, the other fellow being convinced is not good enough. No, we're all convinced the other fellow's a sinner. Aren't we? Absolutely. And maybe even convinced that Jesus Christ can save him. But that has no power. When we are convinced that we're sinners, without controversy, and that he can save us, then that's power. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to all that believe, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So isn't that a good example of how men can embrace lies? Can we learn something? He called me his eternal brother. Huh? How about that? He likes me. Praise the Lord. How about you? You love me? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. I was looking at someone taking a dive off the diving board. And they say, how would you rate this? And I said to Rose, well, that was not so good. They didn't get fully stretched out before they hit the water. I said, that's easy for me to say, but it's better not to do. And that's how it is when we look at other people. They didn't get stretched out. Not a good dive. But, you know, I had to admit, did better than I could do. Huh? There's wisdom in that now. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, yeah, we see all the faults in our brother, but it's only good if we know that we're seeing ourselves. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. We need you every hour. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to, I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. Hallelujah. Oh, so I said to the Lord, what's the word today? What would you have me to say? Of course, I said that every day. Praise the Lord. Help me, Jesus. Oh, somebody wants to give a testimony. It ought to be that way, you know. All the Lord's done for us. Yeah, we should be striving to give our testimony. Here, let me tell what the Lord's done for me. No, let me tell what he's done for me. Oh, you don't. No, you can't tell it. Let me tell it. No? Amen. Thank you, Lord. You know, it's one of the ways that we overcome. Anybody understand that? Yeah, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. And we love not our lives unto the death. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So one of the ways we learn is by people that has had experience, you know. You know, someone's been to Spain. They can tell you. Probably something you can't find in the book. Praise the Lord. You know, someone who has died and been raised from the dead. Perhaps there's something they can tell you that, you know, they love to talk to people who supposedly died and come back to life. Well, when he talks to you, you're going to listen? Huh? When he talks to you, you're going to listen? He not only know about this life, huh? He knows about the life to come. Huh? Hallelujah. Of course, he wrought it through this life. What he did was he put this life down. And in doing that, automatically, he gained the life to come. Huh? Yeah, he became the victory for us. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. So, I'm trying to see. I wrote some things down and they're not here. Maybe I didn't write them down. Hallelujah. Maybe I just thought them. What can I say? What can we then say to these things? You know, if God be for us, is he for us? Then who can be against us? I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died up on the cross. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. I know it was the blood. It was my Savior's blood. It was my Savior's blood. It was my Savior's blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. I know it was the blood. It was my Savior's blood. It was my Savior's blood. It was my Savior's blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. I know it was the blood. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. So we'll let Sister Sherry give her testimony, and then I'll try to continue on.
Thank you,
hopefully,
Father.
We can convince y'all today.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
The Lord.
So yesterday I wasn't feeling very well, and I said to Yoko, I'm just not feeling very good. I even thought I had a low-grade fever, and I had a headache, and I hadn't had a headache in over 5 years. Not someone who ever gets those kind of things, but I just was not feeling well yesterday. She said, let me just put it this way. She said, did you ask Pastor Rice for prayer? And I said, no, someone just prayed for me. She goes, I just prayed for you. And I said, that's right, you prayed for me. And I was so blessed that my sister prayed for me and had faith for me, because at the time I was just feeling so awful that I couldn't really have words of life. But she had the words of life for me, prayed for me. And this morning I woke up and I felt myself again. I felt right. And the Lord just touched me. And I was reading this devotion this morning about a woman who she gets up in the morning, and the first thing she says, sometimes the first thing she thinks about is there going to be someone to come in and brush my hair? Are they going to wash me? Are they going to put me my clothes on? And are they going to put me in my chair? And she's a quadriplegic. And so she said, when she was little and her mom would say, arise and shine, she said, I'd jump right out of bed and run down the stairs and get breakfast. She says, but now that I'm a quadriplegic, sometimes these are my first thoughts. And so she came across the scripture that says, arise and shine, for your light has come. For the Lord's glory will make you to rise up. I think that's what it is. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Hallelujah. And that meant so much to me this morning, to arise and shine and know that my light has come. And I'm so grateful that he healed me from yesterday. I'm just blessed. And I'm so thankful, my precious sister who prayed for me. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let us pray one for another. Confess our faults one to another, that we may be healed. Thank you, Lord. So easily we get moved away from the truth that's right in our face. You know, the obvious, which is we are on the battlefield. See? Hallelujah. Like I said, if they drop us off over there in the Middle East, we would have no problem. But now we say, well, I'm not sure, but be very sure. Hallelujah. Satan desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. He goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So resist him steadfast in the faith. Hallelujah. So, you know, I'm sure that God is not pleased with all that he's given us and the little bit we've done with it. Not quite like the widow that gave the two mites. She did more than they that had the abundance. And with all that God has given us, we've not done so much. In fact, we get upset when folk even say we should do it. You know. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. But I want to remind you, I always, you know, when I write my little writings, I call you fellow soldiers, co-laborers, bond servants, fellow prisoners. That's so that we'll be reminded. Hallelujah. Notice, well, I don't ever call you playmates. See? No, we're soldiers, and we're fighting a battle. Actually, it's the Lord's battle. But we're fighting. All right? Thank you, Lord. Like-minded, same speaking, same walking, same talking. Like-minded, same speaking, same walking, same desire, same hope, same earnest expectation. This is what we should strive for. Now, we know that there's much opposition against all of this. And we shouldn't just so easily give Satan. If he's going to get some, make him fight for it. But if you fight for it, he won't get it. Understand that. Hallelujah. The defense that God has given us is the ability to fight. Now, if we don't fight, what can we say? Oh, God's not taking care of us. But understand, the fight has to do with deceiving, and that's why we have the truth. Praise the Lord. It's the only thing that can search out and identify and manifest and expose. Amen. Lies. Amen. Truth is the only thing. Amen. Men's opinion won't do it. Or their higher schools of learning won't do it. No. Their great physical feat. The only thing that you can, the only way you can overcome lies, Amen, deceit, darkness, Amen, is by the truth.
Amen.
You shall know the truth. That truth shall make you free. All right? And of course, one of the greater deception is calling the lie the truth. And it's very deadly when we believe it to be the truth. You know, if that light and you be darkness, then how great is that darkness? Because you're going forth with this stuff and you think it's light when actually it's death. Huh? And you're taking your own poison while you think that you are resisting the adversary. Now, you probably say, none of this pertains to me, Pastor Rice. I'm a veteran soldier. Hallelujah. But what we ought to understand is what's the greater threat against any force. That's what they resist the more. Everybody understand? If it's a ball team and the greatest threat is the runner, then that's what they're going to exert all their defense on. And we got to stop this running back. See? Well, understand now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Do we understand that? The things that cost us the most.
Amen.
That's the adversary opposing the more.
Amen.
For us to tell lies and say whatever we want to say, the enemy doesn't resist that. But for us to actually use this thing for the glory of God, we do not do very well. I tell you every day. And that's because the enemy's opposition is against us. No? He'll either have you shut your mouth. And that's the sword.
Amen.
I want to tell you, the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. Now, I know you say, well, Pastor Rice, above all, take the shield of faith. But it says take the whole arm of God. Now, understand, this thing is our weapon. We should use it for the glory of God. See, even now, some won't use it. Huh? See how the adversary's got you? See how he's got you? See how he's got you? Hallelujah. Now, what I want you to do, if I'm not saying it right, you use your sword and get up and tell it right. Huh? Come on. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. And that's spoken. Praise the Lord. It's not in the book. That's spoken. What do you think I'm doing? I'm speaking the word. See? Hallelujah. Now you speak the word also. Speak that which becomes sound doctrine. I'm going to be done shortly. But all I'm saying is, that which inflicts the greatest impact on the enemy is what he resists the most.
Amen.
And what's most effective spiritually costs more to the flesh. That's why we don't want to do it. You know, the more your flesh don't want to do it, the more you ought to say, well, I got to go get it done. That's what you ought to do. And of course, as we do that, the Spirit will help us. But if we go say, well, my flesh is weak, then the Spirit won't help. Hallelujah. Present your body. A living sacrifice. Well, when we present our bodies, God will do what he does. Now we're co-laborers. We're workers together with him. Everybody understand that? That the work God is doing is in concert with us. That's his choice. He want to work through men. He want to work in men. And he does. Even the man Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. But how difficult to convince. I mean, we're just like Brother Matthew. He said, well, I've been born again, been filled with the Holy Ghost, but you can't convince me that I shouldn't celebrate Christmas because I prayed to Jesus and he said it's okay. And that's what I get when I talk about using the tongue. Now, we use the tongue, mind you, but I can't convince you to use it for the glory of God. I can't convince you to use it as a sword. I can't convince. See? So we're just like old Brother Matthew, huh? I guess we prayed to God, and it's okay if I don't use my tongue for nothing but backbiting and telling lies. Yeah, well, we won't receive that, you understand? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
He comes against fervent prayer. Oh, he don't mind you showing up lackadaisical. Oh, well, here I am going to punch my ticket. Hallelujah. I'll make sure I stay long enough to get it punched. Oh, praise the Lord. And for some, that means showing up 5 minutes before 7:30. Absolutely. I don't look for that. That's what I see. Y'all understand? So then I know God wants me to see it. When I see him walking in about 7:25 and leaving before I leave. See? See? That's punching the ticket. Or even if we show up an hour before and really don't apply ourselves, we're still punching our ticket. Huh? Somehow, when we go down there, it should cost us something. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? It should cost you something. Huh? We should inflict some damage upon the enemy. Yeah, we should do some tearing down of his kingdom. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh. Well, I remember, I don't know if I want to say it. Oh, some friends of ours and a husband was sick, I think, and whatever. I said, well, you know, Jesus is a healer. Praise the Lord. I said, man, we ought to pray about it. So I began to pray.
Thank you, Lord.
And I found then what I find now. I was the only one. Oh, Lord, I know you're healing. I looked around and they were doing like y'all do. Must be my lot. I'm still going to give God the glory. I'm still going to give him the glory. I'm still going to give him the glory. I'm still going to give him the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm crying out to God, man. I'm not sick. They're sick. And I can't get them to come along with me. Ain't that something? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Well, Brother Rice, shouldn't we be pious? Huh? Should we look holy? We should war a good warfare. We should fight a good fight. We should lay hold on eternal life. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. But maybe we've been convinced that we profit more by complaining or by murmuring. Now, just for your consideration, maybe by sowing seeds of discord, spreading falsehoods. Now, we seem to do plenty of that and not much of the other. Y'all don't mind me telling the truth, do you? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What deception, what deception, what deception. Y'all come on, let's walk in the light. Hallelujah. Walk in the light. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah, the only way we're going to say the same thing is walk in the truth. If we go by opinions, we'll never do it. Plus, we can't be saved by opinions. We can't know the truth by opinions. Hallelujah. But we can know the truth.
Amen.
And the truth will make us free.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now, this means we have to receive the truth.
Amen.
Now, again, we're going to go back to Brother Matthew.
Amen.
He said he's born again.
Right.
So he's filled with the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
Why can't he receive the truth?
Amen.
The truth of this pagan Christmas? See?
Amen.
Okay. Well, how is it we don't know what we ought to use our tongue for?
Jesus.
What? It seems like the hardest thing I have to do to convince us what to do with this tongue.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know.
Praise the Lord.
Really.
Thank you, Jesus.
All the talking we do.
Amen.
And we don't tell our neighbor that we're more than a conqueror.
Thank you.
We don't remind them that they're God's son.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Glory,
we don't encourage one another to speak the same thing. Be of one mind. Be like-minded.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord.
Oh, I'm going to take the safe way, Pastor Rice. You know, I'm not going to say anything now. That'd be a good time for me to say, that's the truth, man. You're preaching good, but I'm going to sort of refrain.
Hallelujah.
You know, I'm too busy fighting the devil. I can't say stuff like that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And when you get to my subject, then I'll weigh in. I'm talking about Jesus. Y'all want to weigh in? Say, he's sweet, I know. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Now again, you know, here we are. We want to do it, but we want to do it in iniquity. We don't want to do it like I'm doing it. See what I'm saying? Ain't we something? Boy, it's the hardest bunch I ever seen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, praise the Lord. I'm going to be done. I'm going to leave this letter here. I'm going to leave the math problems here too. All right? Just so you all can exercise your minds. All right? I'm going to leave this word of God with you too. All right? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I mean, if God gives you discernment, then you have discernment. Praise the Lord. And since I'm on the battlefield, fighting a good fight, and somebody's helping, I know. If they're not helping, I do know. Praise the Lord. I desire that you help, but I got to go on. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Father. So there's much opposition against us doing anything together. There's power in unity. The devil knows it. Huh? He come to scatter the power. Amen, amen. Thank you. He's doing a good job. Huh? Hallelujah. But we will overcome. Yeah, the saints will possess the everlasting kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Timothy taking notes over there. Kurt's taking notes. Praise the Lord. Huh? Y'all taking notes?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good, 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 good. Oh, bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, when we say the word of God, some of us think of the alphabets put together on the page. The word of God is alive.
Amen.
Quick and powerful.
Amen.
The words are just representative.
Amen.
And if we have the Spirit, then we can get some power out of it.
Amen.
Otherwise, we can read the words and read the words and won't help us. And likewise, we can hear the preaching and still won't help us. And some of us believe that the way we come is the way that we're going to profit, and it's not. Yes, we'll have to deny ourselves and take up our cross. Huh? You're not going to prosper saying this is the way I do it.
Amen.
Huh? God's not going to receive.
Amen.
Just understand that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we aren't all going to keep Christmas. We just aren't going to do it. It's not ordained of God. Huh? Why can't we be convinced that Christmas is pagan? Huh? Totally convinced. Hallelujah. And that the adversary, he opposes that which hurts him the most. Huh? So we ought to get some wisdom about us. Huh? Hit him where it's hurt. Yeah, when we speak, let's speak right things. Huh? Usually, if we do that, we won't speak as much as we speak. Hallelujah, but concerning nothing, usually people speak freely. And concerning the things of Christ, the truth, you can't get them to do it. You know how I do in here many times. I say, let's say this, and you won't say it. You know that. Oh, he's trying to trick me. Oh, praise the Lord. Yeah, you trick, but I'm not the one doing the tricking. Understand that. I come to you in the way of truth. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, the sword of the Spirit. And of course, he makes reference to it. You know, like you make reference to it, but getting you to do it is another thing. He said, I know Hebrew 4 and 12 is going to prevail. Absolutely. Yeah, the word of God is forever settled. It liveth and abideth forever. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. And we have access to it. Yeah. We can use this little member. Yeah, pull down strongholds. Cast down imagination. Put the enemy to flight. Hallelujah. We can take the same member and say, well, come on over here, devil. Let's cozy up. Oh, we do it now. Huh? We've been deceived. We think it doesn't matter what we say. You know, the scripture that says, not that which goes into the mouth defiles a man, but that which cometh out. We just don't receive it like that. No, we don't. Hallelujah. We'd be careful of what we say. And what we need to be careful is whether or not it's the truth. Not how I feel. Not what Granny said. But speak the truth in Christ and lie not. And as much as we do it, we speak the same thing. Hallelujah. See? This brother and I, we won't speak the same thing unless he speak the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, that's how it's done. You know, I prayed to Jesus, and he says, okay. Y'all know it. Read it for yourself. Huh? Consider when you do it. You know, when God told me. Well, we just have to judge it, you know. Is that all right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Here's what God told us. Well, to speak the same thing. Okay? And that there should be no divisions among us. That's what God told us. Y'all want to hear what God told us? Huh? We should be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. Did God tell you something different? We don't want to hear it. See what I'm saying? We don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear it. Anything that's contrary to sound doctrine, we don't want to hear it. God told you to say everything but the word of God. I don't want to hear that. God didn't tell you that. You lie on God. He said, take the sword of the Spirit. This is part of the armor of God. And we need the whole armor to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, we must do something to stand. And after we've done that to stand, then we stand there for. But we got to do something to stand. After we've done all that we need to do to stand, but we got to do something to stand, saints. All right, let's get that done. And then after we got that done, we stand there for. See? Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Brother Mike says he's still in his affliction. Praise the Lord, but God's bringing him through. Our prayer is still for healing and deliverance. We know that God's doing right about it. Mike knows that too. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, all he needs to do is speak it. Thou art righteous, O God. Hallelujah. I know you are a deliverer too. Hallelujah. Yeah, his situation may not be much different, but he's coping with it much better. Hallelujah. So God is delivering. We trust he will yet deliver. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Now, if we think we're going to be affliction-free, not in this life. Once he delivers from one affliction, well, he'll have to deliver us from another. Everybody understand that? Hallelujah. Yes, praise the Lord. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Glory, glory. The trials of our faith, they're precious. And as long as we have faith, it will be tried. Hallelujah. But when he has tried us, we shall come forth as gold. See, this is the word of God. You can say this just as well. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, you're in a trial. Just say it. Just say, well, when he has tried me. Just say it. You got to speak it. The power is in you saying it. Yeah.
Glory God.
Tell him, Mike. Say, when you have tried me, Lord, I will come forth as gold. Hallelujah. Oh, is he trying you, Angela? Is he trying you, Angela? Well, say, I shall come forth as gold when he has tried me. Hallelujah. God, we resist stuff like that. How wicked. Come on. Yeah, this is hard work. Absolutely. If I didn't love God, it wouldn't be. If I was just a hireling, a Balaam, I could do this no problem. But I love God. He's been good to me. Huh? Set me free. Brought me up also out of a horrible pit. Hallelujah. Set my feet upon a rock. Established my going. Put a new song in my mouth. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And what I'm saying, listen carefully and then you'll understand. All these oppositions on the battlefield, all these contradictions, all this opposition to the truth, I see them clearly. Yeah, they work in you. Now you see them clearly and don't let them work in you. But I'm not going to lie. Huh? When we aren't doing what's right, evil is working. That's no right. Just understand that. Don't tell me you're in neutral. When you ain't doing what's right, evil is working. Absolutely. Absolutely. And unbelief is the sin that does so easily beset. Huh? I don't know why we want to hold back on God. Huh? Y'all follow Terry's example. Y'all see how Terry's all bundled up and crippled and hobble around? He did that serving his country. You know that's how is that right, Terry? Airborne trooper? All right. Airborne. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But you see, God has given them faith not to go to the VA. Woo! Glory, glory. Amen, amen. Now, to some people, that's worth nothing. That's worth nothing. If I want to go to the VA, that's my privilege. Absolutely. But you can't have what Terry has. You can't have what Terry's got there. See? I can't discern what Terry has. Maybe you can. But I can't. Hey, somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Oh, you got eternal life. Hallelujah. I mean, if you can say it's my prerogative to go to VA, you could just as well say it's my prerogative not to go. You see, Terry chose not to go. He earned his benefits. Airborne trooper. War veteran. Absolutely. All right. Can he go to the VA? Huh? He said, I don't want to go. He got that from God. Hallelujah. We see Terry's faith every day. It's spoken up throughout the whole world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Or if he went to the VA, they'd make him every whit whole, right? They take up his time, I tell you that. He wouldn't be here to heat that water up. Somebody say amen. I like the way I preach. I like the way I preach. Hallelujah. But now Terry's here to heat that water up for it. Keep that freezer working. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Of course, he's got faith for that.
Amen. Amen.
That's the faith I want.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So I won't go to the doctor and he say, "You're sick, man." I don't. Well, now I have to pay him for that too. Come on, say, hallelujah. Well, how about paying for making? We can't do it. Y'all know that. Hallelujah. Well, some know it better than others. Praise the Lord. But we want to be in the state that whatever God wants, we want. I love it when Brother Spencer was sitting over here telling his testimony. He said, the Lord asked me if I wanted to die. He said, I told him, do you want me to die? That's the faith. We haven't seen many die like Spencer. Y'all listen to me. We haven't seen many die like Spencer. But you see his attitude, though. You see where it came from. You see? See where it came from? He said, I told the Lord, do you want me to die? And that's what we want. Even today. You want me to go to the weed patch? Or you want to go to the weed patch? Well, Lord, do you want me to go to the weed patch? See? Now, of course, we spit this out. Y'all see, I'm able to see this. That's why I'm grieved so much. If I couldn't see it, it'd be different. When I talk about going to the weed patch, I feel it and I see it. Yeah, I do. Come on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's sure contrary to hear my sin me. Y'all know that? I just use it so that it uncovers you. But it's not saying, hear my sin me. No. 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 Somebody say no with me. No. See what I mean? See what I mean? Isn't that grievous? Praise the Lord. Huh? You know, if I, with a big mouth, God expects something of you. I got a big mouth. Not as big as Angela's, though. See? Hallelujah. Not as big as Angela's. Now, Rose's mouth is not so big, but she exercises it in the prayer house. Oh, it's a shame we have to use old Rose and here's Angela and you can't hear her. She like a church mouse. Y'all don't like the way I preach to you.
I love the way you preach.
This is why I'm free.
Don't be fooled.
Absolutely. This is why I'm free. Now, I don't want you to love me for telling you lies because I'm not going to tell you lies. God want what you have. You got a big old voice. God wanted to hear you say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, she don't follow Burgess' example. Absolutely not. Yep, we hear Burgess. How about it? With a mouth like Burgess, she ought to give God the glory. Angela's mouth just like Burgess' mouth. It's big. Yeah, she can talk loud. See? But she think it's holy for her to be quiet now. See how deception goes? That's her Christmas. See? Huh? And all I have is the truth. I have no other argument. If she don't believe this, then I can't help her. See, well, I have no other argument. If you think you shouldn't use your voice for the Lord, then what can I tell you? What can I tell y'all?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Oh, we all got a voice now. God only wants what we have. Now, he don't want Charlene to sound like Burgess because she's not able. She can put in her two mites, though.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You see, Terry, he's all afflicted, but he managed to run. That don't encourage y'all? Help me, Jesus. Huh? That don't encourage y'all? Consistently. Gino the same way. You see, he's hurting all the time. He said, when he stretch, he hurts. And when he don't stretch, he hurts. So he always make it a point to do his stretches. But it hurts him to do them. And he always runs. Huh? Isn't that all right? Well, you know that ain't going to save him. Absolutely not. But that's the joy and privilege he has because he's saved. Huh? He can run into the Lord. Hallelujah. And again, it's manifest. What God tells us, we're reluctant to do because of the evil working in it. If we decide to do it, no problem. I'm going to make ice cream. Well, nobody's going to stop us. See, I'm going to lift my voice into that and all. Well, I preach good. I don't care what y'all say. I just tell it like it is. Huh? It make you free. Hallelujah. Now, it's just the truth. It's across the board. Yeah, when we determine we want to do it, get out of the way. Get out of my way. But if God say, this is what I would have you to do. Oh, I don't want to do that. See? Don't me act a fool like Pastor Rice. I don't want to do that. Hallelujah. You want me to lift my voice and I'm not complaining? I'm going to do that. Huh? I only lift my voice when I'm railing on folks. I don't lift my voice to praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, just give it up. Don't resist the Holy Ghost. Resist not the Holy Ghost. Grieve not the Spirit. Whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. To say it another way, men are quick to do things for God. It's just the things they want to do. You know, like. But what God requires. You can preach Holy Ghost preaching to them. You can refer them to the Bible. You can say this is what the prophet said.
Amen.
No avail.
Amen.
No avail.
Amen.
No avail. Do things for God. Yeah. What I want to do. How I want to do it. When I want to do it. Now, if you say I can't see this, you're crazy.
Amen.
I can see it. I'm in this flesh. I'm filled with the Spirit of God. Huh? You mean I can't see all this resistance to us speaking the same thing and being in one accord? Huh? I guess we think, huh? That's not what we ought to do? Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to finish up here in Jesus' name. Kurt will have to tell me what my text is. I don't know. And I'm telling you, the day that God apprehended me, the text, I don't even remember what he preached. You understand? I can't remember one scripture of what that preacher. The job got done. Huh? Yeah, Jesus came to me. Huh? On my stormy sea. He set me free. Hallelujah. I love to tell the story of Jesus, of his love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's no need for us to look sad. No. Though the night be dark and dreary, darkness cannot hide from thee. Thou art he who never weary watches where thy people be. Jesus, tremendous name. Put all our foes to flight. Jesus, the meek, the angry lamb. A lion is in fight. By all hills host withstood, we all hills host overthrow. And conquering them through Jesus' blood, we still to conquer go. Hallelujah. Pulling down strongholds. Putting the enemy to flight. 1,000, 2,000, 10,000. Casting down imagination. Bringing thoughts captive. Hallelujah. Glory, Satan, your kingdom's coming down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that is within me. Bless his holy name. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just because I seek not my own will. Huh? He's put all things in the hands of the Son. Y'all know that? For the Son to have life in himself. He's given authority to the Son to execute judgment. See? Well, that happened in his meekness, in his willingness, in his obedience. Now, we like great honor, but we just don't want to submit and obey. Well, that's how it came by Jesus. Y'all can't see that? Huh? At least you can tell? Absolutely. Absolutely. We have great resistance against the truth. But we got it in the wrong place. Resistance is good. But resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Hallelujah. Because our resisting the devil is simply submitting to God. That's submitting to his righteousness. Otherwise, we go about to establish our own. This is how I should worship. This is how I should hear. This is how I should receive the word. This is what I ought to do today. See? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord. So, yeah, if somebody's got experience, you ask them and they'll tell you. Right? All right. Praise the Lord. I tell you my experience every day. Some believe, some believe not. Hallelujah. Yeah. I found freedom. And the more I submit to Jesus, the more freedom I find. Hallelujah. It'll work the same with you.
Thank you, Lord.
You think your resistance and all of that holding out, that's not freedom. That's bondage. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I have freedom to speak on behalf of the Lord, mainly because I have nothing to say. Now, see, this is my experience. See, I try to pass on my experience to y'all. Yeah, the reason I can speak for the Lord is I don't have anything to say. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I'm just willing to speak on his behalf. How about you? Oh, no, Pastor, I got much to say. Huh? You wait till you're done. Wait till I get in my pulpit. Wait till I get in my pulpit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, it is true. Sad but true. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right. All hearts and minds clear. All right. These are easy, you know. Praise the Lord. If you don't get it right the first time, try again. All right. All right. Today is Thursday, right? Fried chicken. Hallelujah. All right. Ain't God good? God bless you tremendously, Gina. And Bakia. Our hats off to you. Hallelujah. Thank you for dinner. Hallelujah. All right. Where did Edward go? Brother Gino got a testimony, got a scripture, the word of God.
Two scriptures. The first one is one that we all know in Psalm 8. I'll just read a couple of verses. But it says, when I consider the heavens, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? And the other one kind of goes right with that one. It's out of Job. And this is a scripture that the first part of it I've always loved. The second part of it I've actually gotten angry before. Okay, and here it is. Job 7, verse 17 and 18. It says, "What is man that thou shouldest magnify him, and that thou shouldest set thine heart upon him?" In verse 18, "And that thou shouldest visit him every morning as he does us." And this next part has just given me fits at times. "And try him every moment." You know, and I was, and when you were speaking a few moments ago, Pastor, you know, you were saying how, and you said all the time, how you say the same thing time after time, day after day after day after day. And this is God, in a sense, trying us every moment. There have been times when I've gotten angry at God, and I've prayed, I would say, "God, it seems like everywhere I turn, you know, there's a wall here, there's a wall that you're trying me. I can't breathe without you trying me, you know." But that's the goodness of God. That's his goodness. And so when, you know, when Pastor is getting on us about the same thing day in and day out, that's the long suffering of God, you know, and that is our salvation, as we all know. That's it, Pastor.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, our freezer is working good. Part of the story is, we've had repairmen come up several times and couldn't find anything. Of course, he still charges money. Hallelujah. And then I think Terry, by the help of God, found something that was out of order. Praise God. But it didn't fix it completely. So we called another technician. He couldn't find anything, but at least he didn't charge us. And then he referred us to someone else who came and who found the problem. Isn't that all right? Ain't God good? Oh, he's going to add to that. Let's do it. Let's do it.
I just want to say that, you know, earlier you were talking about how, you know, the Lord continually helps Brother Terry, and man, the Lord really just helps me oftentimes just by being around Brother Terry or just whatever. There was a situation one day where, and I mean, obviously, this is going to be no surprise to anybody, but, you know, she and I were kind of not speaking to each other or whatever, and I was doing some work and didn't even have the thought really to even come over here in the dining hall for whatever reason. I just was like kind of led to come over here. And when I come through that door, one of the first people I saw was Brother Terry. And the way it went down was like this. So I had basically, I've been praying. I was like, "Lord, what do I do? What do I, how can I mediate this situation?" I mean, it's just like, I pretty much have done whatever I thought I could do, and it was just whatever, to nothing. And so I just put it in the air and just put it in his hands, and just I left it there and I walked away. And when I came over here, he was actually walking over towards where the popcorn thing was. But then as soon as I come through the door, it was like he stopped and he did like an about face, a complete 180. And he said something, and I wasn't even sure what it was at first, but I think he said something to the effect of, "Thank you, Lord. Yes." And it was just that simple. And then he walked to me and he gave me two pears and he said, "Here, this is for you and for your beloved." Man, that blessed me so much, because it was like, wow, immediate answer to prayer for one. And then like in that, the Lord just showed me, he was basically just simply saying, "Look, bring forth fruit. Bring forth this fruit." And so it was like, it blessed me a lot, because in that also, one of my brothers was going through something similar at the very same time. And so it worked out to where the Lord used him to bless not just me, but my wife, and then another brother and another sister, just in this most simplistic act. And it blessed me the whole rest of the day. I'm just thankful. I'm so thankful for my brothers in Christ, but especially those of Light Precious Faith. And, you know, I'm just very encouraged.
Amen.
And I just thank God for that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's how God does it. He's in the blessing business. Hallelujah. Yeah, he's blessing tremendously this morning. Y'all know he's in the blessing business? Hallelujah. He'll make this trial a blessing. And the whole wide world will see. Thank you, Lord. We just need to acknowledge God in all things. You know, who knows all of what God has worked out in our situation with the freezer? But there are some things that we can readily see that it was a move of God. Hallelujah. Not Terry's wisdom, not his expertise, his faith in God. And of course, I always tell Terry, I said, well, God will have to tell us the answer. I don't know. Praise the Lord. He knows. Praise the Lord. And through all of our situations, what he's doing is working us through things so we can depend on him and acknowledge that we need him. How sad when we have something and we trust in it. That's the peril of having things. You understand? Yeah. It'd be best if we had nothing. If we're going to have everything and trust in it. See what I'm saying? But everybody don't receive it that way. They'd rather have all the stuff and trust in it and not have God. God don't want us to trust in other things. He wants to trust in him. He don't want us to trust in medical knowledge. Herbal knowledge. Excellent knowledge. See? And they're not compatible. You understand? And the only peril with having them is not the knowledge in itself, but it's trusting. That's where I stand. Some say, well, Pastor Rice, God gave her. That's not a problem, but he don't want us to trust him. And some aren't careful when they're doing it. You understand? They don't see where they first run to. Whatever you run to, that's what you trust in. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. All hearts and minds clear. Brother Dave, you going to get any work done today? Amen. Say it loud. Hallelujah. Yeah, Kevin, you going to take him out there and working? I told Marilyn, I said, David, work with him in the wood pile. She said, was there any help? She did ask me, brother. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Brother Neil, can you pray for us?
Oh, thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy this day. We thank you for just such another beautiful day and opportunity to come into your house and to unify in the Spirit through the preached word through our beloved pastor, Lord. Thank you for the words that are spoken and the rebuke and exhortations, Lord. We just thank you for your healing touches for all that are afflicted this day. Thank you for the work that you do in each and every one of us. We just thank you, Lord, that your name be magnified and glorified throughout the day, that we stay in that place of perfect peace, knowing that as we look up, that our salvation draweth nigh. So, Lord, I just ask you, bless us this day, Lord, the work for our hands and the hands for the work, Lord, and have thine own way, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Neil, for praying for us. All right. Oh, you got a scripture, brother?
Paul talking about sending an order whether a woman should have long hair or men should have long hair. And basically he says, but if any man seem to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the church of God. So he's saying, let's be without contention. Let's just agree with the word of God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, simply put, the word just tries us. You know, it's not you. No, it's that thing working. Yeah, understand? And if I see it, I see it. And come on. That's what the truth does. It searches out. It lift up the cover, shines the light. Absolutely. It's our defense against the lies, against deception. We should love it. We should embrace it. Hallelujah. Make you free. Maranatha, saints, the Lord is coming.